Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Hey, this is Sands. You're listening to The Scar Show with Beefy.
To an original rude boy by the name of Joe Strummer. Rest in peace.
How good is it? How good is that version? He actually sang with Joe Strummer on that, I think a remake or something like that. So also submit it as on the Joe Strummer tribute album, Strummerville, as well. We are celebrating the life and times of Rankin Roger and the Beat. Very, very sad week in the ska community. This is The Scar Show with me, Beefy. I hope you're having a great day. It's a lovely day in Melbourne. It was cold yesterday, and now it's 28 degrees. Typical Melbourne weather. Anyway, let's keep this moving along because we are one step closer to the weekend. Yes, we are. Hope you're going to have a great, great time. It is time for, well, we'll play the cover section, obviously, at the start of the second hour of the show. So let's have a bit of, let's make some fun up in it. This is Build Me Up Buttercup, ska punk style.
I love the words
That's Alpha Boy School out of Germany doing Billy Bragg's New England. And I, for one, love that version. It's very good. Good ska vibe to it. It's an upbeat song anyway. Right. Thank you for joining me. This is The Ska Show with me, Beefy. Wherever you are in the world, I know there's people listening from absolutely everywhere, because as soon as I said there was going to be a huge Beat tribute and Ranking Roger tribute show, I've had messages from absolutely everywhere saying they're going to join us online. So wherever you are in the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Please check out our Facebook page. Just look up The Ska Show with Beefy or The Ska Show on Sudden FM, and you will find us there. Send us a request. Say hello. If you're in a band, please send me your music, because I will play it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but I will shortly. And for the rest of... No, whatever you can send me, I will greatly appreciate it. And I know there's a few new releases kicking about from bands absolutely everywhere. And I do listen to absolutely everything, and I pick out the ones I like and I play them on air. Have some fun with that. So please, please join us. Say hello on the Facebook page and send me your tunes. This one is from last year. This is a good mate of Ranking Roger. It is Neville Staple and his band, with his wife as well, the Neville Staple Band. This is the... It was the lead single off his album from last year. So this is When I Call Your Name, absolute belter from Neville Staple, his wife Sugary, and the rest of the band. Enjoy. We'll come back with an interview with Mr. Ranking Roger.
When you call my name, I couldn't explain.
Los Kung Fu Monkeys there out of Mexico. They are coming over for Ska Nation. God, can you tell we're excited? Good Friday, Corner Hotel. April 28th, the Sunday following. Not Easter Sunday, but the following Sunday, down at Geelong. But they have lots of other gigs as well in between. They're going all over the East Coast and to Adelaide. It's kind of the road to Ska Nation tour. So I think it's kind of bookended by Ska Nation. So it will be absolutely brilliant. Check out Lost Kung Fu Monkeys and Ska Nation, and there's all sorts going on. I've seen them live a couple of times, Lost Kung Fu Monkeys, and they are absolutely tremendous. They're going to blow your minds if you haven't seen them before. They're on tour with the Resonators. And if you're in Brisbane, Blowhard are going to be playing. Oh, yeah. Saw them last year at the Dead of Winter Festival, and they blew the roof off. Did they get the crowd going? Oh, yes, they did. So stay tuned. Look for Lost Kung Fu Monkeys and the Resonators dates all across the East Coast. And Adelaide should be fun. Now, I promised you the interview with Rangan Roger. This was done on New Year's Eve, and he talks about his stroke, and he talks about how he got diagnosed with brain tumors at the same time when they were treating him for strokes, and he was fighting fit. Very, very sad. Anyway, I'll let you go.
We're here to talk about a surprise turn of events in Roger's life at the end of 2018. Roger, the last line of your book is a slightly paraphrased, but it says, "The only thing that would stop me doing what I'm doing would be ill health." The book's finished, and then the next thing is you have this extraordinary revelation in your life. Can you talk us through the events of what happened?
Well, we're halfway through touring, and then obviously we were doing some gigs in Europe, or getting ready to do some gigs in Europe, Sweden, I think, and followed by the first tour of America, which was going to come up in a couple of months' time afterwards. And all of a sudden, I had a stroke and lost all the use of my right arm. Also found out that I had a tumour in my brain, well, two tumours in my brain, and one had to be operated on as soon as possible. And that was obviously the first time I knew of it. The second one, they said, could hold, but one day might have to have it out, but it didn't seem as bad as the first one. The first one had to be removed immediately. And I found out that I've got lung cancer. As far as I'm concerned, they're giving me treatment for it, immunotherapy, which is meant to be better than the other one, chemotherapy. And it's meant to stop the growth or shrink it. So I'm meant to be on that for the next 2 years now. But it doesn't stop me wanting to go out and gig, you know, and do the things I do, all that, be as inspirational as I can for the people. But it slowed me down a bit. I've had to have rest, which the doctor said, first thing is, right, you need 6 months off. You can't do nothing for 6 months. And I've done that. All I can say is I have to wait and see. I'm dying to start rehearsals. I can't wait for that. I think that's going to be really good. So we have to organise that. I know I can sing. I ain't got a problem with that. It's just that I don't think I'll be running around the stage as much as I was, certainly for the first 3 months or 6 months, because I wouldn't want a seizure on stage, you know. But I'm kind of just being honest to myself. You don't want to go out there and be straight off, you know. It's like you just hurt yourself. You know, take it as it comes. So I know I can sing still. That's not a problem with the voice. And I know I can skank still. I'll never forget how to do that. But I just mustn't get too excited and start darting across the stage again. And I think eventually I probably will be able to, you know. And we'll just see how this treatment goes, you know. And that's all I can say. But I've got a lot of optimism, you know. And I know I'll be somewhere around, you know, during the 40th anniversary. I've got to be on stage, you know, and show myself and show my presence again. Well, it's the music as well, but every time the gig is finished or nearly finished, I just see pure smiling faces. So, you know, I know that's I'm doing the right thing and the righteous thing. You know, they're not our crowd are not aggressive at all. You know, they're a universal bunch. And I think I will survive this. I think I will. You know, I've got a lot of strength in it. And, you know, all the fans and all the people, you know, I love you, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, I don't want to start crying or anything, but, you know, it's the most brilliant job you could have, anyone could have had, is being in an entertainment, as an entertainer. And you can be in front of all those people and you can move them and make them all happy. That's the most joyous thing that I could have done, you know, and I've done it, you know. And I'm also satisfied. I'm not saying it's the end of my life, but what I am saying is the life I have had, I've really enjoyed, you know, good or bad. And it's important that I just go on, you know, respecting and enjoying the rest of my life under any capacity. So as soon as I can get out there and I know it's safe, I'll be out there.
I mean, it was extraordinary last year because when you reformed the Beat in the mid-2000s, you were playing to just a few hundred people as Twist and Crawl, and then the Beat featuring Ranking Roger, and you've built it and built it and built it. And last year, you did a co-headline with The Selector.
Of course.
3,000 people rammed to the hilt. There you are. And it was an extraordinary night. And, I mean, I've seen you several times over the last few years. And the one thing that you can guarantee when you came to see you play, even up to the very last time last year when I saw you play, was that the energy level of you on stage, you'd be hard pushed to separate it from 1980 or 1981. It's extraordinary. I mean,
yeah, better dancing now, I'd say. That's one thing I've noticed from the old videos. I'm like, what are you doing? But yeah, I mean, it is phenomenal how that music has lived as long as it has. Mm. So it's, to me, it's got to be special because it survived, you know. It's not just like any music, it's a special music. Hmm. And only the Beat sound like the Beat.
So what will the steps be for you in 2009? Is it kind of out 19? Is it outlined medically what will be happening to you for the next few months?
I don't know, really. I mean, obviously, I'll be on this immunotherapy thing.
And this is the reason why you've still got your dreads, because it's immuno as opposed to chemo.
That's right. I think half my dreads would have fell out if it was chemotherapy. Yes, definitely. Obviously, I've had one session, which afterwards I had a seizure, right, within about 2 weeks, which I've never had a seizure before, and it scared me. I woke up in hospital, didn't know what was going on. And that's when they operated on the second one. All of a sudden, because my speech wasn't really good after I had the first one, but after I had the second one, it became much clearer and, you know, much more active, you know.
Mm. And there's been fabulous support for you, hasn't there? I mean,
As I was saying, the fans, you know, I can't believe, you know, that, and now you've found all this out. I don't know what you're going to say, but I mean, just for a little mini stroke, you were like, get well soon, you know, and hope you recover quickly and blah, 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 and we need you back and this and that. It's like intensely more serious what's going on, and I must be brave because I'm not scared. You know what I mean? I must be brave because I'm not scared. And all I can be is what I've been all my life. And that's positive, you know what I mean? And, you know, don't despair. Just be positive about all this. And if you want, you can say your prayers for me, you know. I'm all right for now, you know. I'm feeling every day that my head's getting clearer. And, I mean, I had a lot of short-term memory, which was quite funny because, you know, I was turning around to people and saying, what did you say again 3 minutes ago? You know, it was a lot like that, you know, and some of my own life I was forgetting, but once reminded, you just, you know, it's like a little jigsaw building up again, you know. Yeah.
Well, we need your voice on stage because there's always a prime minister that needs shouting down and told to stand down.
Yes.
And you're the man to do it, Reg.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
time, a photo on your wall. Take a look outside the circle just beyond the square. If they nod their heads in approval, do you really care? There's a sister yawning as she dares to dream. There's a pyramid of stone that's slowly turning into sand. There's a man that feels secure in his suburban plan.
Stand up, please stand up, Margaret. stand no more, stand on, please stand no more.
Just to sit with my children in a holiday jam. I like to sit pretty in your cold grey eye.
Could you give a second thought? Could you ever give a damn? I don't take
stand on Margaret. Everybody shouted
stand on Margaret.
I too much war in the city. I too much war in the city war. Until you said I love and unity, the only way. And unity, the only way. Yeah, you know what?
They say history never repeats, but Stand Down Margaret, what do we got? Stand Down Teresa, that would have been the next single from the beat, I reckon, because the UK going through turmoil as we speak. Well, there you go. What a show it's been today. We're still going strong. We're still paying tribute to Rankin, Roger and the beat. Hope you've been having fun. I've had an absolute ball. That interview is so, so telling. The guy was still up for life. Whatever was thrown at him, you know, he had a stroke, diagnosed with brain tumours, and then when they were treating his brain tumours, they realised he had lung cancer as well. So incredible, incredible. But like I said, still up for it. Was keen to get singing. Got told to have a bit of time off, which it probably didn't. And then obviously this week succumbed to whatever was going on inside the man's body. Ugh. Sad, sad week, really. I'm still trying to get over it because one of my favourite bands when I first started getting into ska and live music, and obviously you can hear from all the live stuff I've played today, what a band, what a band live, and just the energy, just absolutely incredible. Anyway, band out of London, Essex, in fact, called Death of Guitar Pop. I love this tune. It's called Rickety Old Train. It's just awesome.
We'll be right back. just like a great day, Mr. Turtle. Wherever there's great pain, whenever a fool say nothing, what will be till I grow by the name?
Back my daddy's good, so let's
I love that tune from the Porkers. Absolutely love it. Make Hay, that was the kind of lead track off there. Oh, new music from last year, playing a few gigs as well. They just announced another Area 7 versus the Porkers gig as well. Adelaide, June 8th. So that will be phenomenal. Those gigs, those two bands on a bill. Just tremendous. They also put a teaser out last week about what city is next. There's obviously more of those Area 7 versus the Porkers gigs to be announced. So hopefully it'll be Melbourne, but wherever they go, they're going to draw a crowd. Absolutely special. Well, hopefully you have enjoyed this little tribute to Rankin Roger and the Beat. Done my little bit. I'm truly, truly gutted, really, because we saw him last year. I've seen the Beat probably 4 or 5 times, and one of my favourite live bands of all time. So I'm hoping that it carries on best it can, but it's going to be very, very difficult. Please enjoy your weekend. Get out, have some fun, go and see a live music act, whether it be ska, whether it be pop, whatever you want. Celebrate the good times, because it can all finish up tomorrow, unfortunately. So thinking of the family, thinking of everyone, thinking of the ska community, and hopefully you've had a bit of fun this afternoon celebrating the life and times of Rankin Roger and his great, great music. The energy, the everything else, it's fantastic. Give us a shout on the Facebook page. Just look up The Ska Show with me, Beefy. If you're in a band, please send me your music. I will play it. Normal service will hopefully be resumed as normal next week. Loving the fact I can bring you some great tunes from way back, the 50s, right through to today. There's new music coming out all the time. In the meantime, let's hear it one more time for Rankin Roger and the Beat. This is Tears of a Clown. Pick it up, people. Stay happy. They've been making quality apparel since 1933. A great range of sports gear for all ball sports and all corporate wear. Doesn't matter what sport you play, Masita have the kit for you. Masita offers a full catalogue of on-field and off-field apparel. It's the best quality money can buy. Get in touch. 1300 Masita or masita.com.au.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.